proclamation number 4315 dated the May 27, 1948. Spiritual debates are necessary for clarification. Do not let any opportunity pass you by when you can be active for me and my kingdom, when you can speak about that which my spirit reveals to you. Questions will be raised which only you will be able to answer, and a multitude of opinions will be voiced, but you will be able to uphold only the right ones with conviction, for only you know the truth. Only you are taught by me and therefore need not fear any objection to the contrary since, on account of your knowledge, you will recognize every wrong point of view. However, your task consists of providing the impetus for spiritual debates, of not being afraid to speak, of always regarding yourselves as my servants who avidly work for the Lord, and of always being mindful of your mission. If you are inwardly impelled, you should give in and do what your heart tells you to do, and if you desire to speak, then speak, for then I myself will urge you to do your spiritual work. It will always be my will that you should mention my word from above. It will always be my will that people should exchange their thoughts regarding spiritual questions. And I myself will always give you the impulse for this and pave the way for you. That is, I will direct people's thoughts to problems which I am willing to explain. Thus you may always be certain that I am present during all spiritual conversations and that I will guide your thoughts in the right direction and enable your mouth to speak and provide your intellect with the correct power of judgment. Therefore you can talk freely and you'll always speak according to my will, for you are merely my tools through which I express myself. But don't be hesitant and remain silent when it is necessary to talk. And you will be successful. Your discussions will greatly contribute towards clarification and encourage people to voice their opinions, which will always result in my Light Being's intervention by trying to exert their influence. Then you will have plowed the field first and distributed the seed which is to yield good fruits. Amen.